Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a breakbeat idea from session view and turning it into a proper arrangement view section in Ableton Live 12, with real drum and bass phrasing, real tension, and pitch movement that actually feels musical. And this is a big one, because in DNB, the break is often the personality of the track. It's not just a loop sitting there doing a job. It's the energy, the groove, the movement, the thing the listener remembers. So instead of just dragging a clip into arrangement view and calling it done, we're going to perform the break first, then shape it into a section that breathes around the bass line. The mindset here is performance first, edit second. So let's start in session view. Load a solid breakbeat onto an audio track. Something with character works best here. An amen, a think break, a funky break, anything with strong transients and a bit of attitude. Once it's in the clip, turn warp on and set the warp mode to beats for rhythmic drum material. That usually keeps the transients sharp, which is exactly what you want in drum and bass. Now zoom in and make sure the first kick or snare is aligned properly to the grid. This matters more than people think. If the break doesn't hit cleanly from the start, everything that follows feels a little loose, and in DNB, tightness is part of the bounce. At this stage, don't overcommit. Make a few versions of the break in session view. Keep one original, then try a version pitched up a little, one pitched down a little, and maybe one more extreme variation for fills or switch-ups. The key is not to make the break sound like a completely different loop. We're after small, purposeful changes that create movement without losing the identity of the break. A good starting range is around +2 to +4 semitones for lift, or -2 to -5 semitones for darker weight. If you go too far, the groove can start to feel seasick, and the snare especially can lose its authority. In drum and bass, the snare is doing a lot of the heavy lifting, so always listen to how the pitch shift affects that backbeat. If you want a more controlled pitch workflow, you can also load the break into simpler. That gives you a cleaner transpose control, and it can be easier to automate later. But for this lesson, the important thing is that you have a few clear break states ready to perform with. Now build your session view scene structure. Think in sections. One scene can be your intro break, filtered and lighter. Another can be your main break, full weight and more open. And a third can be your switch up or fill scene, maybe pitched up a little to create a moment of lift. For the intro, try a high pass or low pass filter so the break feels narrower and more atmospheric. You can use auto filter for that. Pull out some low end, maybe lower the clip gain a few dB, and let the break tease the groove instead of hitting at full force. That's a classic DNB move, especially for intros and build sections. For the main section, bring the full range break back in. Let it breathe a little more. You can add a touch of saturation or drum bus to give it more density and punch, but keep it subtle. We want weight, not mush. For the switch-up scene, try a pitch shift and maybe shorten the clip region slightly, so it feels more like a fill or a turnaround. This is where you can get a little more playful. The goal is to make the listener feel a phrase change, not just hear another repeat. Now let's record that performance into arrangement view. Arm global record, then launch your scenes in real time. Trigger the intro, the build, the drop, and any fill moments with intention. Don't worry about being perfect. You're capturing musical decisions, not trying to make a flawless grid drawing. If you launch a clip a touch early or late, you can tighten it later. As you record, think like a DJ and an arranger at the same time. Let the break evolve over 8-bar and 16-bar sections. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and restrained. Then the next 8 bars open up and maybe pitch slightly upward. After that, bring in the full break with the bass line. Then use a pitched fill or a break variation to lead into the next phrase. Once it's recorded, switch to arrangement view and clean it up. This is where the performance becomes a real section. Trim the clip edges so the changes land right on the bar lines. In drum and bass, phrase alignment is everything. If a transition lands late, the groove can feel sloppy, even if the sound design is good. So tighten those boundaries and make sure each change lands on a clean 1-bar or 2-bar point. Now refine the pitch movement so it feels deliberate. If you're working with audio clips, you can automate transposition or use clip-based pitch control. If you're using simpler, automate its transpose parameter. The idea is to use pitch as an arrangement tool, not as a random effect. Let the pitch rise when the energy needs to build. Let it drop when you want the section to feel heavier. Use pitch changes to support a phrase, a fake drop, a fill, or transition into the next 8 bars. A really effective move is to keep the main break neutral, then automate a gradual pitch rise over 4 bars leading into a drop. Then, at the drop point, bring it back to the original pitch or even slightly lower for contrast. That contrast makes the impact feel bigger. You can pair that with a filter sweep too. For example, open auto filter gradually over the build, maybe from a narrow band or a low cutoff up to full open. Then pull the filter back hard right before the drop. That creates a sense of release, which is exactly what you want in drum and bass. At the same time, pay attention to level. If your pitched break gets too bright, too boomy, or too aggressive, lower the clip gain first. That's often smarter than immediately reaching for heavy EQ or compression. Clip gain is your cleanest first move. Now let's talk about the bass line, because this is where the arrangement either locks in or starts fighting itself. A drum and bass section has to make room for the low end. If your break is pitched upward, it can sit more comfortably above the bass. If it's pitched downward, it can get heavier and occupy more of the low mid space, so you'll need to be more careful. Use EQ8 to carve out mud where needed, and keep the sub centered and stable. A good classic relationship is this: the break carries the groove, the bass line fills the spaces around it. That means the bass doesn't need to constantly play under every snare. In fact, some of the best ENB moments happen when the bass line leaves a little air around the break, so the drums can punch through. This is especially important if your break has a strong snare. In many DNB tracks, the snare is the anchor, so when you pitch the break, always check whether the snare still lands with authority. If it starts sounding soft or blurred, you may need to reduce the stretch, switch warp settings, or reshape the processing. Once the arrangement is set, group your drums and add some bus processing to glue the edits together. A little glue compressor can help, just a couple dB of gain reduction. A touch of drum bus can add weight and transient control. Saturator can bring density, especially if the pitched break starts feeling a little thin. But keep it light. In drum and bass, punch and clarity usually beat heavy-handed processing. The groove needs to stay alive. If the pitched break gets brittle, you can gently smooth the harshness with EQ around the upper mids, or use saturation before EQ to thicken the harmonics. And if it's still too clean, resample it and print the result to audio. Sometimes once you've found a good break phrase, printing it gives you more freedom to mangle it creatively without constantly reprocessing the original clip. Now think about the overall story of the section. A good DNB arrangement has phrasing. It doesn't just loop. It evolves in clear steps. Maybe the first 8 bars are a filtered intro. The next 8 bars build tension with a little pitch rise. Then 16 bars of main drop hit with full drums and bass. Then a short switch up comes in with a pitched fill or a snare turnaround. That's the sort of structure that feels DJ-friendly and dancefloor-ready. You can also use small 4-bar energy steps if you want the section to feel more detailed. Open the filter a bit. Then add a pitch lift. Then throw in a fill. Then reset. Those tiny changes keep the listener engaged without making the arrangement feel clutter. Here's the real takeaway. Pitch changes work best when they're motivated. Use them to mark a phrase. Signal a fill. Fake out the listener, or build tension into the next drop. Don't pitch just because you can. Make the move mean something. If you want to push this further, try pitching only the ghost notes or fill moments and leaving the main backbeat stable. That can create subtle motion without messing with the groove. Or split the break across different tracks so the kick-heavy parts and snare-heavy parts can be processed differently. That gives you a lot more control over the final feel. For darker or heavier drum and bass, a small downward pitch move in the intro can create this really nice pressure effect, like the track is loading up before it breaks open. Then, when the drop comes back at normal pitch, it feels like a release. That contrast can be seriously effective. So here's your practical goal for this lesson. Take one breakbeat, create 3 pitch states, build 3 scenes in session view, record a live performance into arrangement view, and then automate the pitch and filter so the section grows over time. Keep the bass line simple, keep the drums tight, and make sure the arrangement feels like a tune, not just a loop with edits. If you can make one breakbeat evolve convincingly from session view to arrangement view, you're already using Ableton like a real DNB producer. All right, time to open the project, launch that break, and make it move.